Nick Vlosten's joined me though for a McCafe coffee catch up. We're drive through people, McCafe. We're coffee people at your local McCafe, and they're bread people and they're milk people these days as well. Nick Vlosten joins me. Welcome to you, Nick. Great to have you on.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
What are you doing these days? I hear you're spending a lot of time down in Torquay. Is that correct?
Yep, on the tools today. So I've had a little project down here building a house the last couple of years, and yeah, it's kind of timed out well. It's almost at lockup, so there's a bit more stuff I can do and down here, and then surfing when I'm not on the tools.
Were you close enough to the beach to justify that that quick walk over the road or wander down the street in your car to actually get to the surf? So it's a justification, and I know how much you love your surfing.
Yeah, exactly. Surfed 13 this morning. There was about another 100 or so surfers spread across the beach. So
wow.
All staying 1.5 metres away.
Obviously.
Yeah,
100 surfers in the beach in the water at 13th.
Yeah, the beach is probably a good kilometre and a half long, so it's not like you're all sitting in each other's pockets. But, it was good surf this morning. The wind was nice and the sun was out. So a lot of people don't have much to do. There's a lot of people walking on the beach too. But, yeah, everyone just keeping their distance and enjoying the good weather.
So what are you doing training-wise? Because if you're at Torquay or you're at Janjuk, you've got the opportunity to have plenty of space to run as well.
Yep. So the club's given us like a program to stick to. It's just running three times a week and keeping up weight. So I've got a mate down here who's a pretty handy kick at the footy. So I've just been going with him and running the dog as well. So, yeah, just trying to stay active. But hopefully with the surfing and being on the tools all day, that can help me out a little bit as well.
So what kind of running are you doing? Are you doing like fartlek stuff? Are you doing sprints? Or are you just going go on?
Yeah, a bit of everything, sorry. So like early in the week, it'll probably just be more longer sort of stuff, like just a 20-minute easy run. And then later in the week, we might do more sprint-specific stuff just to keep up that conditioning. And then, yeah, we also have to try and kick a fair bit as well, because that's one of the injury points when we come back if we haven't been conditioning ourselves to.
Just had someone from the healthcare industry give us a call and say that he doesn't see how football could actually take place. And I had a text come through. Footballers have life and family too. They shouldn't have to rush back just for our enjoyment, Greg in Geelong. But we're trying to get football back for your employment, not for our enjoyment. That's the way you view it, I presume, as well.
Yeah, it's a way of life, I suppose. Like, a lot of the boys aren't lucky and have something outside of footy, so they're probably hoping it does come back just so they have something to do. And it is a great mental release as well. Just doing physical activity makes you happy. So as long as the experts say it's all right, then I guess all the footy players would be happy to get back out there.
You think every player is keen to play?
I think the majority, as long as the experts think it's safe. So there was a lot of thrown up earlier that, like, because it's 14 days sometimes until you start showing symptoms, they were scared that, yeah, they play against someone who has it and then they go home to their family or something, they could change it like that. So there would have to be a lot of parameters around it. And, obviously try and avoid all the risks we can, but I suppose you can never be truly safe. But if the experts say it's safe to play, then I'm guessing most of the players will put their hands up.
Would you be happy if you got locked into a specific environment, couldn't see your family for a month and just got locked in as a team and played footy at a venue, whether that be in Victoria or elsewhere?
It'd probably be pretty fun for a couple of days, but then by the end of the month, we had some pretty annoying teammates, so I'm not sure how that'd be going. But, I don't know. Who say? We'll see if we get to it. But, it's one of the things that have been thrown up.
Absolutely. And the fact that you are allowed to train with a teammate, at least one teammate, are you going to occasionally train with a teammate, or do you know of other teammates that are keeping in touch with each other? What kind of buddy system have you got?
Yeah, well, a lot of our interstate boys actually went back home, so they're doing whatever they're doing over there, and then a couple of our boys live together. So I've just got a mate here down in Torquay who wants to get footy, so I'll just go out and kick it for half an hour or an hour with him a couple of times a week just to keep the legs kicked in. So, the club has told us to try and stay in just little groups of one or two. Go from there, because we do need a lot of kicking just to keep conditioned.
And you got some family down in Torquay or Geelong as well. Your sister's down here, yeah?
Yeah, my sister's in Geelong. She just moved there a couple of months ago. And then my partner's parents live down here, and I've got a couple of good friends down here. So, yeah, it's hard not being able to catch up with them, because I'm used to almost staying with them when I come down. But we've got a friend's beach shack, which is empty, that we're staying at. So, yeah.
I miss your sister too. She's my physio at Keyser.
Oh, really? Yeah, right. Which has actually been made redundant recently, so maybe you can put the word in and get her back there. So,
yeah, I think
she was one of the newer physios.
Yeah, she was. She was fantastic at her craft as well. So, yeah, I miss her. And obviously, Keys are just doing one-on-one consults at the moment, so it's difficult for them as well. But hopefully, she does get back up and running at some stage. And having moved to Geelong specifically for a job, it must be hard to not have that job all of a sudden.
Yeah, exactly. She just bought a house recently too, so she doesn't know what that looks like. So she's trying to get a job in physio and aged care or something that's still needing them. So, yeah, fingers crossed she can get it. But a lot of people are in the same situation. So, yeah, it's just a wait and see, really. We're not sure what's going to happen.
And has anybody at the club told you, like, a date or an idea as to when you might be able to get back and train in twos or fours or whatever? They're going to open the club doors for you at some stage and have a rotation basis through there?
Nah, not really. I think the call is at the moment April 27th for if we go back on the 1st of May, but I think we can all assume that's going to be very, very, very unlikely. So I'd assume they just do it month by month. So we know we've got nothing until the 1st of May, and then, yeah, the call we've made a couple of days before, but, yeah, you'd assume this one would be to postpone it again.
Absolutely. Nick, stay safe, and it is good to have a chat to you. Enjoy your time down at Torquay. You're one of the lucky ones who are living close enough to the beach to just wander down in your beach shack and get your wetsuit on. Beautiful conditions out there now, but 100 people in the water at 13 does surprise me. Thanks a lot for your time.
Too easy. Thanks for having me.